$5 Bin Podcast with Mark and Rick.
And now with a splash of Brian.
Hello, Cinemaniacs, and welcome to the $5 Bin Podcast. This is one of our mini episodes. I'm your host, Mark Dillman, and with me are my co-host, Brian Higgins.
Hello.
And once again, no Rick.
We are seeing Rick.
Now, Rick, I did get an update from Rick early in the week that, well, although he isn't of good health, the rest of his family at his abode are all stricken with the illness.
The illness.
And I tried to inquire if he could kind of flee for a couple hours, but his response was, the sole healthy member of the sick household leaving would probably not be good.
Yeah, that's probably a wise idea.
For that, him being the caretaker, I relay kudos to him, but also
I relay chewy granola.
Toll House morsels. But in case he's has some of the lingering or exposed illness germs, don't bring them to the satellite movie caves.
Correct.
So we're going to continue on without him.
We will soldier on.
Almost as if him and his family are cloistered in a convent.
Yes,
like
just
nuns.
Like in Face Off.
No. Well, is there a convent?
Well, there is a church.
There's a church, but not like the nuns of Sister Act that were actually kind of off from the world, I'd say.
I mean, they went outside and
eventually
sold raffle tickets in front of porn stores.
Once they had a 90s montage only.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to play a 90s montage to mention that's the movie we did a full reviews of this past week. So, Brian, kind of digesting the movie after a week, what'd you think? Do you have any kind of follow-up thoughts about Sister Act?
I still liked it. And in fact, I watched Sister Act 2.
I was going to ask you that. I really wanted to watch it again. I just didn't have the time. So, tell us about Sister Act 2 a little bit.
Yeah, it's exactly what you said. It goes from, you know, oh, there's these high stakes. There's someone's witnessed a murder to, oh, now we're gonna teach some kids with Jennifer Love Hewitt and Lauryn Hill.
Oh yeah, Lauryn Hill. She's kind of like
the
standout bad girl out of them, who has a beautiful voice, by the way.
Exactly.
I was gonna ask you this as well, as having not seen Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit, full title, in a while. Why? I guess to make her credible to teach at the church school, but why did she have to be a nun again? Why couldn't she just show up as Dolores Von Cotier?
As far as I could tell, there was no reason for it.
Okay.
And also, this school is in San Francisco, where the first movie was set.
Yes.
So I don't know how anyone doesn't know that this is the same woman that was Sister Mary Clarence.
Oh, right. Yeah. Because she performed
was on,
without
she was
the
on, like, worldwide magazine covers.
That's true.
But she
was on Time magazine. She was on Rolling Stone.
But they still make, like, a plot point of, like, I feel like I've seen her before.
But you know these kids wouldn't read printed media, per se.
Not even the kids. The adults.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like,
yeah.
How did this church get involved at this school? Oh, it was probably the goodwill that they had from their, you know, performance for the Pope.
One of my other things I was trying to remember about Sister Act 2 is how they really kind of up the teaching staff of the school, because you had all the familiar nuns from the first one, but then they really, like, expanded the cast of the priests or the fathers throughout it. Like Michael Jeter from Evening Shade,
like,
was one of them.
They're now working at a school.
Okay.
They've moved on from their
Is it not St. Catherine's anymore?
I think it's a different place.
Okay, yeah.
And there might be some stated reason by Professor McGonagall at some point in the movie.
Yes.
That's
you mean Maggie Smith?
Yeah.
Professor McGonagall.
Where she's like, okay, here's exactly what happened, and here's why you need to pretend to be a nun again.
It's almost like a Dangerous Minds, but it's like, hey, you're only credible to teach these rowdy, uncontrollable students if you're a nun.
And she would have so much more street cred if she was just like, yeah, look, this is my story. And
yeah,
the kids would respect her instantly.
I think so. I would think so.
But with that being said, I'm always a sucker for teaching movies.
Yeah. And the music's still good, I would say.
Yeah, and that one does have Ain't No Mountain.
Which we mentioned
which
in the full movie reviews.
Because,
over the years, I kind of confused these two movies. So, yeah, they had another classic 60s song in it. Kid in school used to always sing, during math class, he would sing, oh, happy day, oh, happy day, which was one of, like, the featured songs in this movie as well. One thing I do want to mention, going back to our full reviews, is at one point, we talked about how she took on the moniker of Sister Mary Clarence, But we also said her real name was Dolores Von Cartier, but I played the clip from the beginning and didn't point this out during the main episode that her real name is actually Dolores Wilson. Dolores Von Cartier is her stage name, which I didn't pick that up the first time. That was kind of her moniker she picked up when she was performing in Glorious Reno.
Oh, and by the way, she's made it to Las Vegas by the sequel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she's... Well, I mean, I would hope so. She's on Rolling Stone. She's on all that.
But she's still performing My God.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like she kept it like the religious songs out in Vegas?
There's a very interesting just montage of her, well, not montage, a medley of songs, and she includes My God in that medley.
So what's her kind of act at this point?
She just sings songs.
Yeah. Does she have like backup singers like the Ronettes again?
There are some backups.
Interesting. Some fun facts about Sister Act. So as you had mentioned, during the full reviews of Brian, one of these things is that when they were originally writing the screenplay, they had Bette Midler in mind to be the star.
I think
so
that would have been a very interesting
movie. It would have been interesting. You know, I would have kind of checked out a different take on that. Oh, this is interesting. Whoopi Goldberg hired Carrie Fisher to rewrite her dialogue.
Oh. Well, Carrie Fisher was
a writer?
Script doctor.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I never knew that. And Brian, you kind of mentioned this in your research off mic. We didn't mention this during the full reviews. But the young actress who was named Isis Carmen Jones, who played young Dolores at the beginning, she also played young Whoopi when she was Guinan in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Yeah.
She was just Whoopi's go-to as her young version of herself. That's pretty good. Now, one of the kind of the trend that we've brought up, and I don't know if I actually knew this. I know you're kind of more in tune with some of the Broadway and bigger theater stuff going on, but
the
like
bigger theater stuff,
movie adaptations. I didn't know this was an adaptation. I mean, I looked it up later.
They made an adaptation.
Yeah, and was it successful?
I mean, it wasn't a huge show.
Right.
It's hit the community theater scene every so often.
Oh, so it's at that level now. Okay.
Yeah. It did not have a huge run on Broadway.
Yeah.
But at one point in the London production, at one point, Whoopi Goldberg appeared in the musical playing the Mother Superior.
Oh, she's kind of like surprised people.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Which,
cool.
I mean, I think if they made a remake of this movie, and I might have mentioned this in the full episode, it is a movie that has come up as a potential movie for remakes a few times.
Yes, you did mention
like,
that. Yeah.
Whoopi would be a great choice for the Mother Superior.
Yeah, exactly. Just to kind of tie it to the original.
Exactly.
Bit. Right.
Or Kathy and Jimmy.
Kathy and Jimmy, that's true.
She could even play the same character.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, not a straight remake, just kind of like a continuation.
Yeah,
the legend continues.
They would have to come up with a new reason for someone to be placed in this convent.
Yep. Dolores' girl group is named the Ronettes. It's a combination of the names of two other girl groups from the 60s, the Ronettes and the Shirelles.
I was going to guess the Shirelles.
That's where that came from. The soundtrack includes, remember when they sing Rescue Me? It's on the soundtrack or something. But that was the same song also on the soundtrack of Whoopi Goldberg's movie Jumpin' Jack Flash.
You know, you mentioned how Isis Carmen Jones plays the young Dolores.
Yes.
Desirada Jackson's one of the neighborhood teenage girls. And she also played the young version of Celie, Whoopi Goldberg's character in The Color Purple.
You mean like one of those local dancer girls that's like teaching her moves on the street?
So apparently it pays to play young Whoopi. It's going to get you at least one more job.
The Spanish title of the movie Sister Act translates to Change of Habit.
Oh.
So it's going to be Change of Habit, Back in the Habit for the second one. It's a lot of habits going on. Oh, Brian, you had brought this up a little bit where you knew Mary Wicks from. So Eddie takes Dolores to the church. She asks him, "When am I going to be? Quasimodo in the bell tower?" Which is a reference to Victor Hugo's classic, obviously, The Hunchback of Notre Dame. A few years A few years later, Mary Wicks, who played Sister Mary Lazarus, would play the singing gargoyle in Disney's animated film Hunchback of Notre Dame, 1996.
Yeah.
So
I believe she was
Whoopi
Laverne.
In what?
The gargoyle.
Oh, okay. Not Shirley.
No.
Okay.
Well, because the two male gargoyles, voiced by Jason Alexander and Charles Kimbrough, were Hugo and Victor.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. It would have been funny if it was Lazarus, though.
Sister Mary Lazarus.
This is one of two films released in 1992 that stars Harvey Keitel and features a sisterhood. Do you know what the other film is?
Bad Lieutenant.
Bad Lieutenant. Never seen that one.
The same information you are.
But I remember that they did a kind of sequel with Nicolas Cage called Bad Lieutenant Port of New Orleans or something.
Port of Call, New Orleans.
Yeah. That's the fun facts about Sister Act. There's not too many.
But it's a fun movie.
It is a fun movie, I would say. I still enjoyed it. Again, I was remembering the enjoyment of watching this with my parents the first time and just the kind of the fun music that was involved in it. So, Brian, one of the things that we usually do is we connect the previous movie reviews that we did to the current one. Now, if you recall, our last movie reviews, it was Face Off.
Face Off.
And this one was Sister Act. So did you think about your connections at all?
I eventually did.
Yeah, okay. I have a direct connection, do you?
I have two.
Okay.
Direct connections.
Well, I'm going to start with my long one. Because my long connection, because I immediately came up with a direct connection, but then I was like, it didn't use Whoopi. I was like, okay, I
do have a Whoopi.
Okay, I want to use Whoopi. So let me just tell you my long connection to use Whoopi. So John Travolta to Danny DeVito and Get Shorty.
Yep.
Danny DeVito to Alana Urbach. Is that how you say her name? Alana Urbach? Well, she was in Renaissance Man with Danny DeVito. And then she's in Sister Act 2 with Whoopi.
Ah, very well.
So that's so you have a direct connection that uses Whoopi?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you do that, and then I'll share my other one.
She was in The Player with Gina Gershon.
Oh, I never seen that movie.
Yeah.
So, okay, Whoopi's in that. And then probably your other one you also had, which was like the first thing that came to mind, John Travolta to Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction.
Yes. But then I also had one using another Carrie Fisher writing assignment.
Oh!
With Postcards from the Edge.
All right, okay.
Which had CCH Pounder and Mary Wicks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. A Mary Wicks connection. Yeah, Very good.
I watched that one again right after Carrie Fisher passed away, and you know, it's still a good movie.
Excellent. So, Brian, do you have some kind of game for us today that we can enjoy for our enjoyment?
I do have a little bit of a game. I think you'll do very well at this one.
Okay. You're saying Rick wouldn't do well at this game.
I think you specifically would do well at this game. Because the film we're doing, of course, is Sister Act.
Oh.
So I thought, let's have some movies about sisters and the actresses who play those sisters. So
okay.
I'm going to give you...
So siblings. That's where you're going with the
so
sister.
So I'm going
then.
To give you a couple of actresses, and you're going to tell me what movie they played sisters in.
Okay. Sounds good.
Your first one is Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman.
That would be Practical Magic.
That is correct.
Aha!
Here's an easy one for you.
Okay.
Haley Mills and Haley Mills.
The Parent Trap.
Correct. This one might be a little more difficult.
Okay.
So we have Selena Gomez.
Ooh.
And Joey King.
Okay, Joey King. That's the she was in like the Fargo TV series. I haven't seen too many Selena Gomez movies, so I'm going to throw out there Monte Carlo?
No. Nope.
Is that not a movie? Okay.
Ramona and Beezus.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay. Now, I do remember that Joey King being Ramona. I used to read those books when I was like 8.
Yeah.
But I never saw the movies, so okay.
All right.
Two for three.
Two for three. Vera Ellen, Rosemary Clooney.
I know it. White Christmas.
That's correct. Also in that movie, Mary Wicks.
Oh, I was going to say, I could see her. I could picture in that. She probably still looks the same, though.
Yeah.
I think maybe like slightly younger. They actually sing that, they're sisters. Sisters, sisters. Not sister, sister, to be confused with Tia and Tamara Mowry.
All right. How about Natalie Portman and Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, the other Boleyn girl?
That is correct.
Okay. I wasn't sure that was the name of it, but I knew it was. There's that. I was like the Henry VIII movie there.
All right. Up next, we have Cameron Diaz.
Okay.
And Abigail Breslin.
They're sisters? This sounds familiar. I remember seeing the trailer for this because Abigail Breslin is like in the hospital or something.
I'm assuming they're sisters.
They have she has some kind of disease or something, and Cameron Diaz is the sister that's got to, like, do everything for? I have no idea what the name is. I can't think of it.
My Sister's Keeper.
My Sister's Keeper, yes. That's quite the age difference.
Yeah. Okay, this next one has Kirsten Dunst.
Okay.
And let's go with A.J. Cook.
A.J. Cook. That sounds familiar.
Kirsten Dunst is the big hint there.
Okay. Well, she's in a lot of movies, though, so I'm trying to
But it's a movie about sisters.
About sisters.
Or that prominently features sisters.
So if it's a movie prominently about sisters, I'm going to say The Virgin Suicides.
You are correct.
Okay. Because I couldn't tell you another one of the sisters in it. I'm like, I remember she was the sister you knew.
That's why I just picked one of them.
Okay.
Our next one will have Keira Knightley.
Okay.
And Rosamund Pike.
They played sisters? Oh, Pride and Prejudice.
Correct.
Aha. And with Mr. Darcy. Mr. Darcy likes me.
What's your score?
I've only gotten two wrong. How many did you read me?
So, I have no idea.
I want to say 8 for 10. I don't know if that's right, though.
We'll make this one the last one, then.
Okay.
All right. We have Sarah Paulson and Juliette Lewis.
Oh, God. Sarah Paulson is such a prominent actress, but I can only picture her in TV shows. I'm really confused as to what movie. It's a movie, right?
Yep.
What movie Sarah Paulson has been in? And Juliette Lewis. Oh, what's that one? That movie where her and Giovanni Ribisi have mental issues? Is that the one? Is that the one?
I can't tell you until you have a guess.
And you already said My Sister's Keeper. I think it's called The Other Sister.
It is The Other Sister.
So Sarah Paulson's the sister. I never knew that. I've never seen that movie, but.
Well, she has the same last name.
Okay.
So I'm using that as assuming they're sisters.
Well, I can't confirm or deny, so.
Yes.
That works out. Wow. All right. Well, there we go. That was a fun game,
Mark Brian. Knows his sisters.
Thank you. I do know my sisters.
And I didn't even get to Hannah and her sisters. Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood.
I know
or
Sandra
Bullock. Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Well, they weren't actually sisters, though.
They were a sisterhood.
Via pants. Okay.
Were the girls in Now and Then sisters? Were any of them
No,
sisters?
They were just friends.
Just friends? Okay.
It was just them as kids, and then when they grew up.
I remember seeing that movie as a kid. I haven't seen it since.
Yeah, I don't remember anything about that except, you know.
It was just like your standard coming of age movie.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a female driven Stand By Me.
That's what I was gonna say. I assumed that that's what it was.
Right.
Because again, I haven't.
It's
seen
like how the relationships blossomed as they got older.
Oh, Mayim Bialik.
Oh yeah. So Brian, one of the things you had kind of brought up, which I thought was an intriguing topic, where you were thinking about a couple movies where. People, they were hiding with nuns or in like a convent or church setting.
Like but nuns yet, on the run.
But those were the only two examples we came up with. So I figured I'd try to find a list of movies where people were hiding out with nuns. But that was a little more difficult to find. The easier thing were just movies about nuns.
Yeah.
So I think that's the list we're going to go through.
I do think nun has been used as a disguise.
Yes.
In more than one film. But
not necessarily like hiding out in like a convent or something like that.
And in the town.
The town, they did that to like rob a bank.
Yeah, they robbed a bank dressed as nuns.
So this is the 10 essential movies about nuns from Decider.com. So we'll take a look and see which ones we are familiar with. So the first one from 1947, Black Narcissus. I can with confidence say I've never seen this movie. Deborah Kerr stars in this film about English nuns who set up a school in a hospital in a remote area of the Himalayas. Are you familiar with this one, Brian?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, never heard of it. Oh, I haven't even heard of it, so I don't know.
I'll take a quarter point.
From 1959, A Nun's Story. Looks like a young Audrey Hepburn playing a nun, inspired by the true story of a Belgian nun named Marie-Louise Habetz. She plays Sister Luke, a young woman who fully accepts the sacrifices required of her vows. It does have some sexual tension between Sister Luke and a surgeon played by Peter Finch.
Oh.
There you go. And it's around the time of Nazi-occupied Belgium.
They do a lot of nun movies
they
around
do.
That time.
Yeah.
We didn't it even feels get like into there the a lot sound of music.
Yeah, anymore. It just feels like there's a lot of nuns hanging out when there's Nazis
around.
Oh,
that would have been a good one for the quiz. I could have pulled a couple of those kids.
You could have. From 1961, Viridiana.
My takeaway so far is we don't watch a lot of movies about nuns.
No, we don't. We do not. This is a Spanish movie, seems like, from a director. Oh, it's from director Luis Buñuel, who, if you're familiar with him as a film historian, he really worked in the surreal style.
Yeah.
With Salvador Dali. So it's highly sexual and satirical.
That seems to be a running theme as well.
Yeah.
There's
It's like the tensions of the nuns. Sound of Music from 1965.
Yeah,
okay, first time we've seen one on the list. There you go.
The heroes are alive.
And, you know, again, almost like, well, we brought this up because of Sister Act. Like, obviously, there's a nun aspect of it, but that's not really the crutch of Sound of Music. But there are nuns.
There's a shit ton of nuns.
Yeah, there are. The Singing Nun from 1966.
That sounds familiar.
Well, you might be thinking of the singing nun who released the hit Dominica Nica Nica Babadabada, which hit the airwaves. And is that from this movie? I don't know. Yeah, it's a biopic, basically.
Oh, it's about a real-life nun.
So I've heard of this one, but I've not seen it.
Oh, this one starred Debbie Reynolds. That's why I've
heard
of it.
Oh, okay. As a Belgian nun who became a worldwide sensation after a guest spot on the Ed Sullivan Show. Okay, I know the event. I've heard of the event.
You've
I think that's
the
where
event.
The event. Not that show on NBC that was awful. This
when
event.
The second biggest Ed Sullivan show appearance.
Exactly.
There
you got
the
Beatles. Oh, Elvis shaking his pelvis.
No, that does not.
That doesn't go up there.
The Beatles, Janine Deckers, Topo Jojo,
Papa
Elvis.
Jojo. I like that list. I agree. From 1966, The Trouble with Angels. This
I've
has Rosalind Russell as a strict and beleaguered Mother Superior in charge of an all-girls Catholic boarding school. See, I feel like there would be a lot of Catholic boarding
This one also has Mary Wicks.
And Haley Mills is in it.
And real-life burlesque star Gypsy Rose Lee.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I have not seen it. I haven't even heard of this one.
I haven't seen it. I've heard of it.
Okay. From 1985, Agnes of God. That's pretty recent. I think I've heard of this one.
I like that you're categorizing 1985 as pretty recent.
It's the most current one of the list.
A movie that came out when I was two not count as pretty recent anymore.
The most contemporary of them. This stars Jane Fonda as a psychiatrist who visits a convent near Montreal to look after a young novice named Agnes, played by Meg Tilly, who gives birth. The nun gives birth and is suspected of killing a child. Sounds like, you know, good, wholesome, uplifting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Coming at number 8 from 1992, Sister Act.
I've seen it.
You've seen that one. There we go. Coming at number 9, Dead Man Walking.
I don't remember if I watched
the whole thing. I've seen this as well. Obviously, if you're not familiar, Sean Penn's a death row inmate. Susan Sarandon plays a nun. Sister Helen Prejean, I don't know how to pronounce it, based on a real person who is a proponent of anti-death penalty. She's an advocate, and it's about their relationship behind, you know.
She's also very active on Twitter.
Is she? Yeah. And then coming at number 10, Doubts, which I have not seen. I know what it's about, but
I've watched part of it.
The movie, I know there's a play version.
Yeah.
Well, obviously it started as a play, correct?
Yep.
Amy Adams, the late Philip Seymour Hoffman. This is all about bad stuff going on behind closed doors, correct? Yeah. All right, so
and
that's
there
that
being
list.
Doubt.
There's no nuns on the run there, Brian.
It doesn't have nuns on the run. It also doesn't have this year's The Little Hours.
Oh.
Which I didn't see yet. I'm interested because
the
cast.
Little Hours, right.
Yeah, it has Alison Brie and Aubrey Plaza and Kate McCucci.
Yes.
Dave Franco and John C. Reilly.
Well, it's probably because it hasn't come out yet.
It came out.
Oh, it did?
Yeah. I don't think it got a very wide release.
Right. Obviously not a movie, but I still was expecting The Flying Nun to show up.
The Flying Nun, Sally Field.
With Sally Field. So,
which I think I have seen an episode of
that. Yes, I definitely have seen, yeah. It was fun. I always loved the graphics they used when she would just like be standing there and then just would be flying, you know.
Yeah, for some reason in my mind, I associate with The Flying Nun with the Trololo song.
Oh, really?
I mean, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, no, I was going to say.
But, like, picturing her,
I don't remember
picturing
that song
her flying,
either.
Like, I just hear that sound.
Yeah. It could work. It definitely work. All right, Brian, so that was a fun list. So moving on, I think this is the time that we need to place Sister Act within our stack ranking.
Ooh, this one's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough, especially because I don't know about you, but we have covered some comedies, but this one seems like so vastly different from anything done before, you know?
It's in the family comedy realm.
Yeah.
We've covered a few of those, but it's not like a blank check, which is a kid movie.
Right.
This is more of a family movie.
It's more of a family movie.
Where did you end up placing Face Off, since I wasn't here for that
Face Off, we had put at number 20. 24.
Oh, that's lower than I expected.
Yeah, we were arguing over this one a little bit because there was a movie that we didn't think it was better of that for some reason or another we'd have to go back to our 100th episode. It was a little lower in the list, but we were kind of using that as a pinpoint. We were comparing it to The Crow, which I believe kind of ended up because you had never seen The Crow.
Yeah, so I left that to you guys.
So you left that to us, but that was a little lower than we had expected. We kept kind of weighing it around that. It definitely was better than some of the other ones we compared it to.
I would have expected it around Three Amigos.
Okay.
Midnight Run.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I honestly, it was a few weeks ago. I don't even remember.
I cannot.
My memory does not go back. So where would you suggest we kind of start as a beginning point for Sister Act to kind of do a comparison? And
what number movie is this? This is our 52nd movie? 53rd?
This is our 53rd Reviews It.
So let's start at 26 or 27.
All right.
So let's look at those two.
All right, so 26 is Heavyweights, and 27 is Master of the Universe.
It's easily better than both of those.
Yeah, I agree. I would agree with that. So, okay, so let's move up.
As much as I love Heavyweights, let's jump a little higher. Let's half that distance.
Okay.
Let's go to 13 and 14.
All right, at 13, we got Independence Day. At 14, we have Gremlins.
Ooh.
Like, I do love the movie, but I can't say...
Don't feel like I put it that high.
No, I wouldn't put it that high either. So I think we got to start going down the list a little bit.
Yeah, so...
So here's a good spot, because it definitely falls in the same genre. Let's look at 18 through 21. So four here, we got Three Amigos, Adventures in Babysitting, The Great Outdoors, and Harry and the Hendersons. Like, those are the same
category. Yeah, that's a cluster of comedies.
That's a cluster of comedies we have right there. So, I mean, let's go straight in the middle. How would you compare it to The Great Outdoors?
I think I would put it above Great Outdoors.
Great Outdoors, yep, okay.
Which had font issues.
Which had font issues for Rick. What about Adventures in Babysitting?
I would probably put it higher than that as well.
Okay.
I personally would put it above Three Amigos.
I know you didn't like it as much.
I think this one's a much better plotted movie.
Yep.
But I would be okay putting it between Three Amigos and Adventures in Babysitting.
That's where I'm thinking as well. I think we'll do that. I mean, I'm guessing we wouldn't top really Midnight Run. I think Top Secret and Sister Act 2 would really be a battle for me. I mean, they're from different ranges, time periods. It would be tough to kind of judge them against.
I really liked Midnight Run.
Yeah. All right, so let's do that. Under Three Amigos.
Yeah.
Above Adventures of Babysitting at number 18.
19.
Three Amigos stays at 18. Sister Act at 19. Now, just for kicks, not that we'd obviously add it, where in our stack ranking list would you just throw out Sister Act 2?
It would be lower.
Yeah, it would definitely be lower. But it's not the worst movie you've ever
done. It's a very watchable movie.
Yeah.
I probably put it like around the 101 Dalmatians range.
Okay. Yeah, it's like, it's tolerable.
Yeah.
Right? So would you...
Like, I'm looking at this ranking and thinking they're all wrong now.
Well, that's what happens, you
that's
know?
That's what happens.
Your opinions change. Right. Yeah. So, okay, there we go on the stack ranking list. I think it's time we kind of jump right into finding out where some of these actors went after filming this movie in a little segment we like to call...
Oh, where have these actors gone? Oh, where could they be?
Probably not famous anymore.
Now, this movie has quite a few people to choose from.
You could
from.
Say that it has a plethora.
It has a plethora.
I have seen so many shows and movies and such that have used the word plethora over the past couple weeks.
But after Three Amigos.
After Three Amigos.
That's the thing that kind of kicked it off.
It does make you notice it.
There's definitely a plethora of the nuns in the convent that you could choose
from.
They're on the run because, obviously, we know our Maggie Smiths. We know our Whoopi, although Whoopi hasn't really done much lately, but Harvey Keitel, like, these are the known entities, but even that guy,
Well, Whoopi.
Yeah.
You want to look up Whoopi? Descendants 2 as Ursula.
Oh.
So Descendants is the Disney Channel.
Like the kids of the villains,
yes.
Right?
So she's playing Ursula in that.
You know, for a split second, I thought you were talking about the George Clooney movie where he's in Hawaii. Isn't that called The Descendants?
Yes. that one's The Descendants.
That would have been an
Descendants.
awkward sequel movie.
But a lot of her more recent credits have been playing Whoopi Goldberg.
Just playing herself.
Yeah.
Is she still in The View?
She might be.
Yeah, something like that.
She's on The Tick as Whoopi Goldberg.
The Amazon show? Okay. That's fun. Good for you.
She still does stuff. She keeps busy.
Still one of the best lines from the Little Rascals movie is when Buckwheat's like, or one of the kids says the Buckwheat, and they're like, there's your mom over there. And she goes, whoopee. And whoopee.
There is a TV movie called Dolores and Jermaine from 2015 where she played Dolores.
Oh, you think she was
a young slacker moves in with his tough grandmother. It appears to be animated.
Oh, so it's like Dolores Von Cartier maybe grew up and she's the grandmother.
Let's just imagine that's what it is.
Is it like a Madea movie?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Well, good for Whoopi.
Good for you. Oh yeah, she was in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The 2014 one.
Oh, the newer one?
Oh, she was?
Yeah. I don't remember that.
She played Bernadette Thompson.
Who's that?
I think
she
was
the editor at the newspaper or the...
Yeah, I think that's what her
TV
job was.
News. Will Arnett, go over here.
Hello, I'm Will Arnett.
I need you to cover this local story about this church that has turned things around in the streets of San Francisco. But we're a New York-based station. Just do it.
Here's a fun quiz for you.
Oh.
Whoopi Goldberg, very famous actress.
Yes.
Her filmography, on IMDb, they always highlight the top four known for.
Yes.
So, but can you name three?
See, this is something I brought up when we had the full reviews. That, like, Whoopi's been in a lot of movies, but if you think about her filmography, it doesn't seem as extensive as you think it would be.
Yeah.
Okay, so, obviously, Sister Act is one.
Incorrect.
That's not one.
Not one of them.
Ghost.
Not one of them.
What? This is bunk. I call shenanigans on this. The View.
That is one of
them. Okay. So, TV show. Let's see. Whoopi. What else? Whoopi. I mean, would they do like a Comics Come Home?
Nope.
Special? Jumping Jack Flash?
Nope.
Theodore Rex?
Nope. And before you guess Eddie, that is not on there
okay,
either.
Okay, Eddie's not there. Burglar?
Nope.
Made in America?
Nope.
Wow. The Associate?
Nope.
Wow, I don't know.
Being Elmo, she was the narrator.
Okay, I had no idea.
So The View is number one, Being Elmo's number two.
Okay.
Number three is the 74th Annual Academy Awards.
What about The Color Purple?
Nope.
Oh, God.
Number four is The Lion King.
Oh, okay. Oh, man, that's a weird
list.
That's
a weird list. That's why I gave you that little test.
Okay, thank you.
So who else do you want to know where they are?
Well, why don't we kind of go through some of the nuns? I mean, just off the bat, just going with the core three, Sister Mary Robert, for example.
Wendy McKenna.
Yep.
So she's most well known for Sister Act.
Yep.
Sister Act 2.
Yep.
State of Play.
Oh, is that the Russell Crowe movie?
Yep.
Okay.
And Air Bud.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Air Bud.
Her most recent credit is Fair Market Value.
That sounds like a TV show.
It is.
Are you like trading things at a
bazaar? Romance.
Okay.
Her other recent credits include The Discovery, Rizzoli and Isles.
Oh, The Discovery. That was that Netflix movie with Jason Segel and Robert Redford?
Yes.
The Discovery. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That Mary Steenburgen.
That came out recently. Yeah.
She was on Alpha House.
Okay. Amazon show recent. Wow. So she's
NCIS,
doing
NCIS, The Mob Doctor, The Good Wife, The Bling Ring.
She likes shows that are just the blank blank.
Yes.
That's her kind of go-to.
Num Threers.
Are you at numbers?
Yes. Without a Trace, Desperate Housewives, Chuck,
wow.
SVU,
she's in
CSI,
a lot of stuff.
House.
Wow.
Yeah. She's kept busy.
All right. What's her name again?
Wendy McKenna. She's
Wendy
an accomplished actress,
McKenna.
Musician, and entrepreneur
okay.
from New York City. Oh, and before Sister Act, one of her earlier credits was Eight Men Out.
Oh, I love that movie.
She was Kate Jackson.
Okay. Kate Jackson, not
so
one of
Shoeless
the stars
Joe's,
of the Charlie's Angels. Maybe jumping off of the nuns for a little bit. I know this guy is a character actor and he's in so many different things, but I am interested just to see the filmography of the guy who played Willie.
Oh, that is Richard Portnow.
Okay. Oh, yeah. See, the name already sounds familiar. This guy's in so many things. I remember he was in that movie, that TV movie. Did you ever see Laughter on the 23rd
floor
with Nathan Lane? He was in that. He's in a lot of stuff.
So in terms of recent credits, Major Crimes.
Okay.
Timeless.
Yep.
Elementary. He was in Swing State.
He's a big character actor.
Trumbo.
Oh, okay, Trumbo.
He was also on The Good Wife. He was on Parks and Rec. Castle.
Yeah, he's a real
Suits.
He's a real go-to character-y guy.
Yeah. Hawaii Five-O, the new one. Franklin and Bash, one of the all-time great TV shows. He was
Mark
in
Hall
Hitchcock.
Gusser. The movie?
Yes.
The one where Will Smith is a superhero, or the one about
Hancock?
Oh, you're
the
Hancock.
The Anthony Hopkins
where he
Hitchcock.
Plays Alfred Hitchcock. Okay,
yeah, with Scarlett Johansson.
You mean the one where Will Smith plays Alfred Hitchcock? That's not a movie.
Not yet.
Okay, we should
keep,
cast
keep
it.
Keep wishing. Also in Law Abiding Citizen.
Ah,
he was in Tinkerbell, which is an animated film.
Okay, I was hoping.
I know.
I haven't seen a live-action Tinkerbell.
No, it's animated. Well, you have, because Julia Roberts was in
Oh, that's true, yeah. I meant standalone movie.
NYPD Blue.
Tinkerbell was in Hook, also starring Maggie Smith.
Yes.
There you go.
The Sopranos. He was on Boy Meets World.
Oh.
Mr. Matthews. he was also on Spin City as Mr. Paterno.
Oh.
I'm going to imagine that there was a Joe Paterno arc on
oh,
Spin
God.
City.
Oh, God.
He was
That's weird.
In My Giant.
Oh, with Billy Crystal.
And Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Private Parts.
Oh, the Howard Stern movie?
Dave's World.
Yep.
Oh, here's another Whoopi connection. He was in Bogus.
Bogus. Yeah, Whoopi was in that. Gerard Depardieu, right?
Yeah.
And Haley Joel Osment? Was he the kid in that?
I believe so.
Yeah, probably.
He was in Men Bogus. Of the House.
The JTT one.
The JTT, Chevy Chase. Chevy Chase. He was on The Nanny. He was in a movie called Lipstick Camera.
I've heard of that movie.
Oh.
I think it plays on Skinamax.
He is on Seinfeld. He was in the movie Heart and Souls, which I enjoy.
Oh, yeah. Walk like a man.
Right before Sister Act, he was in Beethoven.
Okay.
As Man with Gun. he was on Good Dinosaurs. Day. He was Mel Luster.
Oh, awesome. So he was a voice of one of the dinosaurs.
He was also on the new WKRP in Cincinnati.
There was a new one of those?
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Father of the Bride, For the Boys with Bette Midler.
Oh, Bette Midler connection.
If Kindergarten Cop as Captain Salazar.
He was in Kindergarten Cop?
Yeah, Say Anything.
Dominic.
He was an IRS agent in Say Anything. He was in Twins.
Wow. Julius. We must contact Richard
Burton. Good Morning. He was in Good Morning Vietnam.
Yeah, this guy's in so many things.
He's in everything.
Yeah. A good guy. Good job, Richard Portnoy.
Portnow.
Good job, Richard Portnoy.
Portnow.
Good job, Richard Portnow.
There we go.
All right, let's moving on.
Well, at first when you said, let's move away from the nuns, I thought you were referencing Bill Nunn.
Oh, well, Bill Nunn's a
He's
character actor.
Yeah.
Is in a lot of stuff. What about the guy who played the father, like the Monsignor?
Monsignor?
Because that guy looks like another familiar face, but I don't really remember him after a bunch of 90s movies. I think he kind of dropped off the map, at least that I can recall.
So I think the guy you're talking about was Bishop O'Hara?
Yeah, I think so. There was only one bishop in the movie.
So that was Joseph Marr.
Okay.
He passed away in 1998.
Oh.
His final credit was The Out-of-Towners.
Oh, with, the Steve Martin Goldie Hawn remake.
Yep. He was in In-N-Out. He played Father Tim.
Oh, typecast.
Mars Attacks. IQ. I just watched IQ
I love
a few
that
weeks
movie.
Ago.
That movie's
great movie.
So good.
He was in The Shadow.
The Shadow,
as Isaac Newbolt.
They're going to say Isaac Newton.
On Batman the Animated Series, he voiced Dr. Emil Dorian.
Okay.
He was also on Seinfeld.
Okay, I could see that.
Moonlighting. He played Angel Bob on ALF.
Really?
He was in Funny Farm.
Okay.
My Two Dads.
All right, watch that.
Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater. He was the Sultan.
I used to watch that after school.
He was in Frankenweenie, the original.
The short. The
Tim
Burton
short.
Yeah, he
was Mr. Chambers.
Okay.
He's got
a lot of iconic stuff he's been in. Good for him.
Under the Rainbow. Do you know that one?
Is that about the little people when they were filming The Wizard of Oz and they were...
So it's a Chevy Chase movie. A visiting dignitary, a CIA agent, a Nazi spy, Japanese tourists, an assassin, and a group of quote-unquote midget actors from The Wizard of Oz all check into an elite Los Angeles hotel called Under the Rainbow.
And then shenanigans ensue. I've seen that. Yeah.
It has Carrie Fisher as well.
I don't know. Okay.
And Billy Barty.
Yeah, Billy Barty. He was the go-to dude.
Adam Arkin.
Willow and such.
Jack Crucian.
That name's not familiar.
You don't know Jack Crucian?
I'd probably recognize his face.
You would. he was Captain Keen on Lois and Clark.
Oh.
And he was Papuli.
Oh, Papuli. That's how I recognize him. Hoppa!
Papuli's dead. Now I'm sitting in a boat.
That makes me think of when John Stamos played his cousin Stavros.
Yes.
Who was like a dirtbag.
He was.
And he just had a big nose. Yeah.
Reminds me of DJ getting married because she walked around the table.
Table once. Yeah. There you go. Well, enough about Full House.
We're doing 6 degrees right here.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think that kind of wraps up this section of Oh, where have these actors gone?
Probably not famous anymore.
Brian, any kind of final thoughts or anything about Sister Act, Sister Act 2, a proposed Sister Act 3?
I know remakes are all
the rage. Yeah.
I would be very interested to see a spiritual sequel.
Yeah.
I think you don't have to start
from scratch.
Even
though, I mean, it's one of those ones where we've said before the original is not dated.
No.
So you don't necessarily need one.
You don't need
one. But it can still be fun.
Like, if you have the right performer, it would be a great outlet for them.
Yeah.
But, like, I think if you did do one, I wouldn't do a straight remake. I would do it as kind of a spiritual sequel, have a similar setup, but
Where would you vary? Would you not have it someone hiding in a convent, or would that still be the same structure?
I might still have it be someone hiding. I don't know if maybe you need the cops to put her there because that's the best way to get past the, well, why is she there?
Yeah.
Like, if it was just someone that found their way in, I don't know. There's ways to do it. And it could be that there's an entirely different type of crime that's witnessed. You don't have the dynamic. Like, you cast Whoopi, and instead of having the Mother Superior antagonistic, she takes this person in very welcoming and is like, oh, I've been there. Trust me. I know it. I don't know. So
it's a drafting process. We need Carrie Fisher to watch. Oh, wait a minute.
Just bring in Kathy to Jimmy.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
You use Kathy to Jimmy as the Mother Superior.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have an antagonistic relationship.
Would she still be Sister Mary Patrick as now the Mother Superior?
Yeah,
okay.
So she would still be that character.
Yeah.
You know, there would be a scene where she would call in her old friend.
And
you could have the Whoopi cameo.
Now, would there be a music choir aspect, or what's the new form of how to get to these nuns? Is there a current thing that they would be doing instead of, like, choir singing to get them hip and happening? Like, would they be twerking or something? I don't know.
I just want to see twerking nuns.
This is like my old man corner right now. Like,
old man corner.
Would they be twerking?
What are them kids doing today?
Like, what would be their main mode of keeping it real?
Game of Thronin'.
Yeah, a lot of boobs and swords.
Incest and dragons.
Incest and dragons. That's our side podcast.
Yes.
All right. Which we got to record right now.
Yeah. There's going to be someone looking for Incest and Dragons in their podcast feed.
Yeah. We best be getting on it. All right. I've already removed my clothing. And on that note,
we're not related, though.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. I'm Mark, and for Brian and No Show Rick, just remember, you can always paint the grass green. Happy birthday, Dad. Good night.
Goodbye.
Mark.
Hey, Brian.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, don't worry, baby. Just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry. Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough. Ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, babe.
What if we're on different planets?
Ain't no star spans space mass long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no galaxy bright enough to keep me from getting to you, babe.
Well, Brian, I've been watching a lot of Doctor Strange lately, so what if I'm in a different dimension? You didn't mention anything of that.
Ain't no shadow realm dark enough. Ain't no mirror universe reflective enough. Ain't no pocket dimension small enough to keep me from getting to you, babe.
Well, that's all well and good, Brian, but you know I'm big into The Walking Dead. What if I'm dead?
Ain't no death dead enough. Ain't no not living enough. Ain't no mortality mortal enough to keep me from getting to you, babe.
What if I'm just in St. Louis?
Ain't no, well, wait, which St. Louis?
East.
Oh, sorry. That's too far.
Yeah.
Thanks, Cinemaniacs, for listening to this mini episode of the $5 Bin Podcast. And join us next time for our next full movie reviews it. You can find us on the social interwebs. Tweet us at the number $5 Bin POD. Like us on Facebook or email us at thefivedollarbin.podcast@gmail.com. Download and subscribe to all our episodes on iTunes. And when you do, why not leave a nice rating and review? Helps others to find the podcast as well. Why, thank you! For information about Brian and my improv organization, Natick Improv, and upcoming workshops and performances, you can visit natickimprov.com or like Natick Improv on Facebook. A big thanks once again to Jenny Weech and Jeff Kimball for the $5 Bin theme song. And until next time, Cinemaniacs, hasta la vista, baby nuns, they look like penguins.